Sans Festival Podcast, show number 247.
Hello, everyone. I am Tuvia.
And I am Hilma, and we are
Wandering Gypsy Theater. Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot.
You mean Cornwall.
Oh, right. You can join Mark Gunn as he leads
the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall 2016. Mark Twain wrote,
"Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
I never vegetate. Broccoli's disgusting.
Every year, Mark leads an exciting vacation
around the world
because he knows that traveling will
change your life for the better forever. That's enough.
Cornwall is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Camelot's a silly place.
You will learn more about King Arthur,
the Knights of the Round Table,
Excalibur,
the Most Holy Grail,
as you visit this Celtic region.
Where is this?
Oh, Cornwall is in England.
Oh, we got thrown out of England?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Queen's got really good cookies and tea, but she does not like to share.
Mm-mm. The official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
So you mean that we could go on vacation with Mark Gunn?
Oh, I mean, not us.
Not us?
No, they don't want us there.
Oh.
Well, all right, if you want, like, a real vacation,
like with Mark Gunn,
you can subscribe to the mailing list
and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com.
Com. Oh, thank you, Hilda.
You're welcome.
Thank you. murdered the man in the moon to a powder. His staff I'll break and his dog I'll shake, and they'll howl no demon louder. Still I sing Bonnie boys, Bonnie mad boys, Bedlam boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink nor money, no gypsy slut or doxy will take me mad Tom from me. I'll dance all night and with stars fight, and the fray will well become me. Still I sing Bonnie boys, Bonnie mad boys, Bedlam boys are Bonnie, for they all go bare and they live by the air. And they want no drink nor money.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And my name is Nathan Deese.
And that first song you heard was Tom of Bedlam from Singles. So how's it going?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Good.
We got a note here. We got some friends of the podcast. Here you will get the podcast 5 days before it gets released to the general public. And you'll hear the extended version of the shows. At least 4 more shows with no commercials, and you will receive a CD from the podcast library for every 12 podcasts that you remain at this level. So, welcome on board.
Nice.
Yeah. What do you say we hop back into the music? What's up next?
Let's see. Up next is A Crash of Rhinos by Big Drum Sound from Big Drum Sound.
Thank you. Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
The Renaissance Festival Awards are still currently going on, so if you have not cast your vote yet, please go to the website and cast it today. You have until the 31st of December to get your votes in. Winners will be revealed in February on a special show. Eat, drink, and be merry. Food in the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Learn about food in Middle Ages and the Renaissance through a virtual tour. And you can find the link to that on our website. Hikers accidentally discover a 1,200-year-old Viking sword in Norway. The iron weapon is an extraordinary find, and you can find out more at the SmithsonianMagazine.com. There is an 18-year-old girl who sews gowns that will take your breath away. She does a lot of Renaissance and medieval costumes. She's only 18 years old. So much talent. And of course you can find that article from BuzzFeed. That's BuzzFeed.com. As always, there are links to all of these news stories on our website. That will do it for the news for this show. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Oh, wait. Here you go. I was going to say, you got to tell me when to start. Start. My name is Yolanda Pears. I am the Egg Lady from Royal Eggs, and you are listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
A dirty bum approached a man and stopped him on the street. He begged the man for money to get a bite to eat. The man asked, will you just buy beer or gamble it away? The bum said, no, my lord, I'd never treat your gift this way. The man said, then come home with me to lay your roving rambling. Then my wife can see what would happen to me if I gave up drinking and gambling. 'Tis later than you think, our lives are just a blink. We've stories to tell, so live them well and give me one more drink. A young man walking down the street, he'd had a pint or three. Had one foot on the sidewalk, the other on the street. He walked like that an hour, a stagger to his gait. Seems his uneven path was more than he could take. The sheriff did come up to him and asked him, was he drunk? The man replied, thank God, and cried, I thought my leg had shrunk. It's later than you think, our lives are just a blink. We've stories to tell, so live them well and give me one more drink. Now these two old men were drinking as they'd had for many years. They laughed at all the times they'd had too many beers. And as they sat partaking, one gets a misty eye and asks the favor of his friend, should he be first to die? Will you pour a beer upon my grave in case I get a thirst? His friend agreed to do the deed, but it'd go through his bladder first. 'Tis later than you think, our lives are just a blink. We've stories to tell, so live them well and give me one more drink. Then his song's been rather silly, and now it's almost through. I'd like to thank you kindly for letting me sing for you. And let me say just one more thing before we all must part. For now the jokes are over, and I mean this from my heart. To sing for you's my honor, I tell you this in song. I hate goodbyes, no tears, no sighs, so I'll just say so long.
All right, that last song you heard was Drinking Stories by Brett Blackshear from Fingers, Frets, and Fire.
Fingers, Frets, and Fire. That's the most alliterative CD name I've ever heard.
Yes. I'm not sure about this next piece of news because I thought the November 1st show was in fact the Top 5 Fan requested show, but apparently it's been completed. 3 hours of music thanks to our Patreons.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that show from earlier this month. All right. What's up next?
All right. Up next is The Great Rebellion by Brian Leo from Tinker's Rest.
Anastasia and Drusilla woke and knew at once that something wasn't right. For no fire glowed in the fireplace, and the nightstand held the tumblers from last night. Then they fumbled for their robes and met but empty hooks, a gleam in morning light. Yes, their wardrobes all were empty, and their jewelry box and closet, so they stood there in their skivvies, flinging curses at those snickering little mice. "Mother, mother, we've been robbed," exclaimed the sisters, as they ran in terror to their mom and kissed her. In mom's hand, a crumpled letter she'd been strangling in her bed.
"It's a note from Cinderella, girls. I'll read you what she said.
Cook your own damn breakfast, wash your own pathetic clothes, clean your own fireplace ashes, stick my scrub brush up your nose. All these years I've waited, watching you grow uglier and fat. Now I've robbed you blind. P.S. You'll find I've also killed your cat." Seven men trudged homeward weary, seven men with picks and shovels of their trade, seven men begrimed with all the mud and dust a diamond mine can give each day. Seven men who lived together like some commune formed by geriatric gaze. Now they washed their hands in silence, and their tummies roared impatient for the hearty meal they knew was waiting inside, where the fire would be ablaze. Happy shouted out, "We're home!" and flung the big door, shocked to find therein a mess that suited pigs more. Garbage from some kind of party filled each table, chair, and bed, and beneath some Trojan wrappers was a note that Bashful read: "Clean your own damn cottage, boys, and welcome to my scam. I took 16 pounds of diamonds. Come on, catch me if you can. When I pulled out that old sleeping bit, you fell like tons of bricks. It's been fun. Bye-bye, you suckers. By the way, you got short bricks." Scandal scorched the enchanted forest as the news about the Great Rebellion spread. Gretel sued her brother Hansel, Jill admitted, clouting Jack upside his head. Then Rapunzel got a buzz cut and ran off with Sleeping Beauty to be wed. So it was no great surprise the day the news broke on the tube that Belle divorced her prince, admitting she preferred him as a shaggy beast instead. "Our society is crumbling," cried the menfolk. "If our women act this crazy, well, what then, folk?" High above, inside a bubble, sat a good witch, turning blue, trying to comprehend a note she found inside a ruby shoe. "Find your own damn courage, lion, eat straw brains for your snack. Oz and I split to Majorca, thanks to emeralds by the sack. Tell them damned obnoxious munchkins they can kiss my Kansas buns. As for tin, you'll never find him. My can opener had some fun. Tra-la-la for the Great Rebellion. Shout huzzah for the Great Rebellion. Hip hurrah for the Great Rebellion. Revolution, hip hooray!"
This is Scott Williams on the Hammer Dulcimer. You're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Thank you. And now for a minute with Fugly.
One fine day, old Finnegan went to the fish market.
Ooh, the catch is in.
So what'll you be having, sir?
Cod's my fish of choice.
So sorry, then, we're out of cod today.
Well, in that case, I guess I'll just be having the cod.
As I told you, we're out of cod today.
Then if you'll just wrap it up to go, I'll take the cod.
And still there is no cod.
Well, then I guess it will just have to be cod.
No.
Cod?
Look, sir, we have no cod today. Allow me to spell it out for you. We have no C-F-O-D cod.
There's no F in cod.
Which is exactly what I have been telling you all along.
This minute brought to you by your good friends at Povera.com.
Came for us, the storm did blow.
last song was Woman Storm by Captain Black Sea Dogs from Tales of the Black Dog.
Ooh, I like that. Up next is Pull Down Below by the Crossrogues from Another Round.
I went to church and I went to chapel, pull down below. I went to church and I went to chapel, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, pull down below. Well, on the road I found a saddle, pull down below. I found a saddle with an empty poke, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. Found a saddle with an empty poke, pull down below. But where the devil is a bleeding oak, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, pull down below. Well, the moke is gone and I'll go too, pull down below. I'll pull the more with a whaling crew, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. One more turn and then we'll go, pull down below. One more turn for your Uncle Joe, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, pull down below. Ah, healing laddie, pull down below. Bonnie laddie, healing laddie, pull down below.
Welcome, my lords and ladies.
Hello.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we're the ladies of the tower.
Oh, are we ladies? I had put on pants today, so...
Pantaloons,
I thought I might be a gentleman, but I guess we're ladies. I'll put my skirt on right now.
Well, make sure you take the pantaloons off as well, though.
Never!
Today we're discussing Renaissance cosmetics.
My favourite, makeup.
There are so many homemade recipes and receipts available to beautify the face, the body. Not the mind or the soul, though. That's for another show, I think.
That's what church is for. Face masks are for the face. You know, I'm having a problem with my dry winter skin. This season change is doing a number on me.
You are looking particularly reptilian today.
Oh, dear.
That tail is not helping either.
That dry crocodile skin and my tail implant. I know I really should have gone a little bit more subtle, but I couldn't help it.
Well, here's the remedy for you. If the hands or arms are chapped, in the morning as soon as you are up, bathe the chaps with spittle. Then anoint them with capon or duck grease well washed with rose water.
Can I put it on my tail?
Is it chapped?
Yes.
So long as you mix it with spittle.
All right. Just lick my tail first.
Let me spit on you to get it started.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
I do prefer a partner spit shine.
Want to find out more about Renaissance cosmetics? Well, then check out episode 37, It Ain't Easy Being Ugly, of our podcast, Rude Tudors, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and rudetudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
My tail is so itchy. Can you spit on that too?
Now you gotta give us that website so we can listen to it.
Hi, this is Stephanie the Squire, and you're listening to Renaissance Podcast.
Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Oh, Renaissance Festival Podcast.
Hi, it's Joe Haydu again, and it's time to take a look at the fairs that are playing near you this month. Starting off, we have the Texas Renaissance Festival in Todd Mission, Texas, Carolina Renaissance Festival in Huntersville, North Carolina, the Escondido Renaissance Fair Fall Session in Escondido, California, the Kearney Renaissance Fair in Fresno, California, and the Louisiana Renaissance Festival in Hammond, Louisiana. That's one of the big ones, and I believe they're celebrating their 17th year at a fair this year. Playing at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival is the musician behind our next song, Vince Conaway. This is The Road to Lynn's Vernara and Morrison's Jig on the album Victims of Irish Music.
¶¶
upset. Absolutely love Morrison's jig, especially, and Vince does a wonderful job as always. There's plenty more fairs going on. There's the Camelot Days Medieval Festival in Hollywood, Florida, the Sarasota Medieval Fair in Sarasota, Florida, the Renaissance Arts Fair in La Cruz, New Mexico, the Middle Fair Renaissance Festival in Hillsboro, Texas, the Lady of the Lakes Renaissance Fair in Tavares, Florida, the Gravetti Renaissance Festival in Gravetti, Arkansas, the Nottingham Village in Simi Valley, California, the Great Dickens Christmas Fair in Dale City, California, the Mobile Renaissance Fair and Pirate Festival in Robertsdale, Alabama, and the Shark Bay Pirate Festival in Veneta, Oklahoma. As always, if you want more information on any of these fairs, check out drenlist.com. They have great information on all the fairs that are playing, and you can easily find one near your house. Thank you again to the artists who make all these fairs possible, and if you enjoy their music, please support them, buy their albums, give them a donation, or just tell them you heard about them on the Renaissance Festival podcast. It's time to get back into more music, so here, from the Texas Renaissance Festival, is Cantiga with The Withered from their album, Once Upon a Time.
sex for the railroad man. Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes enough for the whole crew. But an old hen, quack and squall, ain't letting eggs its wet ass fall. But an old hen, quack and sing, ain't letting eggs its wet ass spring.
Song you heard was Fast Clog O'Hen by Friends of Tradition from Dance. Well, as I reminded you in the news, here's another reminder that the Renaissance Festival Awards are currently going on, so make sure you go vote. You only have until the end of the year to get those nominations in.
Up next is Radish Rap by the German Twins from Live German Twins.
Special request from him,
yeah.
Because there's a confession we must make to all of you people.
Wait, brother, you're not going to make the confession in front of these people.
Right here, now, in front of these
what?
People. Yeah, it's true. The confession is this. My brother...
Nine!
I'm telling them. My brother and
nine.
I, we are both...
Nine!
German...
Nine!
Rappers.
It's true.
It's very true. My brother and I are known as the G-Men.
Yeah.
We bust a fat rhyme, yo.
Yeah, you
again.
Can see us in GQ.
German Quarterly.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, maybe on Yo Germany Rap. Should we bust a rhyme for these
Let's
people?
Let's do it.
Do you want to hear a fat German rap?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, we have lots of different raps. We have a love song. We have a gangster rap.
Yeah.
We have a rap about radishes. What do you want to hear? Anybody? Questions? Radishes? Gangster? What?
Radishes.
Radishes?
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Radish rap. All right.
You all must be German.
Does anyone know what Germany's favorite food is?
Radish.
That's, well, beer's favorite drink. It's actually the radish.
Radish.
Now you think, oh, schnitzel, or strudel, or maybe a bratwurst, but nein, it's the radish, because you eat it when you drink beer. And what do Germans drink?
Beer!
Yeah.
Now,
so
don't get us wrong. Every good German loves a good Wiener.
Yeah, it's true, especially the ladies. However, this is a rap about the glories of radish. Are you ready, brother? Should we kick it? Let me get a drink of beer quick.
Yeah.
Ah, the radish rap. Brother, are you ready?
Here we go.
Just kick it, just kick it, just kick it. One time, we're Teutonic, that German, we eat meat all the time. But now we got a little veggie, it's a radish on our mind. It's red on the outside, white in the middle. Looks like me at the beach when I'm burned just a little. Cause the beach is where we're at, with all our German skeezos. We're the hottest guys around in our lederhosen and speedos. And just like a radish, we go really good with beer. But ladies, unlike radish, you can nibble on our ear. So if you love the radish, throw your hands above your head. Crouch into a little ball and act like you was red. Shake that German booty like a veggie loving freak. And don't forget to eat at least one radish every week. One radish, one radish, one radish every week. Peace out! That is the German rap. Thank you, Mr. Cahill. Please stick around. He's going to play more good songs made in German rap.
Danke!
Wiedersehen!
Danke! Auf Wiedersehen, bye-bye!
on top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow. I lost my true lover for courting so slow. For courting's a pleasure and parting is grief, but a false-hearted lover can be worse than a thief. For the thief will just rob you and take what you have, but a false-hearted lover can lead to the grave, and the grave will decay you and turn you to dust. There's not one girl in 100 that a poor boy can trust. Come all you young fellows and listen to me. Never place your affections on the green willow tree, for the leaves there will wither and the roots they will die. Your lover will leave you and you'll never know why. Listen to me. Never place your affections on the green willow tree, for the leaves they will wither and the roots they will die. Your lover will leave you and you never know why. On top of Old Smoky, all covered with snow, I lost my true lover for courting so slow.
All right, then that last song you heard was On Top of Old Smoky from Jed Merrim from Lone Star Banjo. And we are at the end of another show.
Wow.
How sad, huh?
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, it does. Well, we hope you've enjoyed this show.
I know I did.
Oh, I did too. A lot of good music.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of great fun. So I think we shall wrap this show up. What do you think?
Sounds good to me, Tony.
All right. What's the last one?
The last song we're going to have is Happy Man by John Badd from Cliché.
All right. We will see you all in December, so we hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
If that is what you're celebrating, this latter week of November. So,
Sounds good to me. Are we going to have a Christmas show, Tony?
Oh, yes, we're going to have a Christmas show. In fact, there will only be 2 shows left of this year to do.
Oh.
Yeah, 2 December shows and that's it. So there will be a Christmas, holiday, winter, solstice, yeah.
Right.
Anything you celebrate in latter December. We'll cover it all.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, we will catch you next time.
All right. Hope everybody's enjoying the good fair weather. Bye, Tony.
I'm a happy man today. I don't know about tomorrow. Will I be in ecstasy or deep in debt and sorrow? There's a pint that's on the table, there's another on the way, and with a girl beside me, I'm a happy man today. There are those who rush about in a panic and a hurry. Others lie in bed on their backs and worry. And with all their care and worry, bolted doors and locked up locks, they'll all end up in safety, pushing daisies in a box. I'm a happy man today. I don't know about tomorrow. Will I be in ecstasy or deep in debt and sorrow? There's a pint that's on the table, there's another on the way, and with the girl beside me, I'm a happy man today. I suppose that there are those whose life is only roses, and they only have to pluck to hold them to their noses. Others on the slag heap, if they search and pray, there's a chip of glass might glisten like a diamond in the day. I'm a happy man today. I don't know about tomorrow. Will I be in ecstasy or deep in debt and sorrow? There's a pint that's on the table, there's another on the way, and with a girl beside me, I'm a happy man today. Now I don't have all the answers, and I don't have all the questions, and the worries of the world won't be solved by my suggestions. This is one suggestion, that you raise a glass and say, I don't know about tomorrow, I'm a happy man today. I'm a happy man today. I don't know about tomorrow. Will I be in ecstasy or deep in debt and sorrow? There's a pint that's on the table, there's another on the way, and with the girl beside me, I'm a happy man today. I'm a happy man today. I don't know about tomorrow. Will I be in ecstasy or deep in debt and sorrow? There's a pint that's on the table, there's another on the way, and with the girl beside me, I'm a happy man today.
The fear is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.